The third round of the Kootenay International Junior Hockey League, KIJHL, is tied at 1-1 after back-to-back games in Princeton over the weekend. The third round of the KIJHL playoffs got underway in Princeton Friday, March 22, between the Revelstoke Grizzlies and the Princeton Posse. After the teams had strong seasons, both competing for the top spot in the league title, they clashed again in the third round of the playoffs. Like last year, the teams each took a win in the first two games. Friday night's game saw Princeton claim a 3-2 victory in overtime against the Grizzlies. Posse's Tyson Horiachka scored two of Princeton's goals and assisted a third, starting with a first-period penalty shot. When Grizzlies' Austin Woolley picked up a two-minute interference penalty, it was Horiachka who capitalized on the ensuing penalty shot. Revelstoke's Nicholas Buckley broke the Posse lead with a goal early in the second, which was the only goal in the frame. Jake Neufeld snatched the lead for the Grizzlies in the third period, but Princeton's Horiachka got a tying goal at 8:01. It didn't take long in overtime before the Posse's Ty Russell picked up his fourth goal of the playoffs and the game-winning goal just 14 seconds into overtime. The Princeton Posse won the game 3-2, claiming the first game of the series. Saturday night's game was opened with another Princeton goal. Anmol Garcha scored at 7:42, assisted by Brennan Watterson and Carson Hebert. Princeton's Kyle Schechtel picked up a two-minute penalty at 12:12 for cross-checking, which resulted in a tying powerplay goal from the Grizzlies just 5 seconds later by Revelstoke captain, Brady Schwab. Alexander Bronswick grabbed the lead for the Grizzlies at 16:57 of the second, with assists from Daniel Wittenberg and Ethan Coventry. Bronswick opened the scoring in the third period with a powerplay goal at 8:24. The score marked his second of the night and fourth of the playoffs. Princeton's Jonathan Ward scored the Posse's third and final goal of the night at 9:21, with assists from Lucas Sadownik and Grady Sterling Ponick. Colton McLeod scored the fourth of the night for the Grizzlies on an assist from Brady Augott at 12:39. The Grizzlies skated on to a 4-2 win, to tie the series at one game apiece. The Revelstoke Grizzlies play again on Tuesday, March 26, in Revelstoke. The game will be at 7 p.m. at the Revelstoke Forum. Read more. Skiers come out to celebrate NAR Day at Revelstoke Mountain Resort.